Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Full Moon Meditation.
I'm Pat Krajovic, and I'm here with my partner, David.
Yeah, that's me. And we're here to meditate about gratitude tonight, and it's just one of my favorite subjects. And it's a favorite, I guess, for two reasons. One, because I think it's so misunderstood and so very taken for granted. So that's reason one. And the second reason is because it's so powerful. When you tap into the truth of what gratitude is, your life will change. Change for the better. I promise you that. And I don't usually make promises. So why is it that gratitude's taken for granted? What is it about it? Well, I remember when I was growing up that we would always say grace at the dinner meal. And grace was always done in the same way every night. The same grace was said, and it got to be very...
Rote. It means people just blurted it out as fast as they could without any thought or meaning, and then everybody just dug in.
And you're supposed to feel good about it because you met the requirements of saying grace. And why did we say grace? You know, eventually I asked the question, and there were two reasons that came up over time. One, because other people were starving, and the hot topic at the time when I was young was children in Biafra are starving. And the second one is because it's a sin if you don't thank God for what you have. So we're being motivated to say grace out of fear that God will be mad at you, and out of I have something that you don't, or out of lack. In other words, you see lack somewhere else. There's no lack in my life, so I'm going to be grateful. But in our view, those reasons are backwards. They're valid, but at a very low vibrational
level.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, we think about gratitude. You know, I'm grateful for this. Thank you for that. But really, how heartfelt are our words of thanksgiving? And this is a perfect month to talk about gratitude, because this is the month where we celebrate Thanksgiving. So what are we grateful for? And what really does gratitude mean? You know, whenever we think about gratitude as an energy, do we feel that it's a very high vibrational energy? Or do we take it for granted and just make it something that is, again, like Dave said, a rote activity that we say, you know, thank you for this, thank you for that, without any real heartfelt feeling about the words we're expressing and the expression of that gratefulness that we feel. So let's talk for a minute about vibration.
So it's very clear in the example that I gave that if you just mechanically say grace, there's not a lot of feeling that goes into it. Or do you feel really good afterwards? Not really. And so you can just do this yourself and do grace like that, or say grace with passion and understand that a sacrifice was given of people and of life, that you may have life. And when you tap into that energy and the profoundness of that, everything changes. And you will find that there's a different feeling that comes and is generated from your attitude or intention behind saying the words of grace or being grateful. And David Hawkins, in his landmark work and book, The Power Versus Force, did a scale of consciousness. And he calibrated different energy levels on a scale of 0 to 1,000, with anything being below 200 being negative, anything being above or negative or limiting, lacking, anything above 200 being of a higher vibration. It's a logarithmic scale. So being at 200 is not, you know, versus zero is not the same as being at 400 versus 200. Although the difference is 200,
it's
not the same energy. Getting into math. So what that means, though, is where is gratitude in that scale? Gratitude calibrates in the range of 500. That's really high up. In fact, it's some of the highest levels that most people on this show or others are going to be able to access, you know, fairly easily. But guess what else is accessible at that level? Love and healing. So what you can intuit from that is that when you're in the energy of gratitude, you're also loving what it is that you're being grateful for.
And when you open your heart and start loving, the healing begins and the healing occurs.
Isn't that powerful and profound? Well, here's one other nugget that Hawkins found. He found that if you vibrate at the level of gratitude, that your consciousness can offset the negativity of 750, not people, 750,000 people whose vibration is below the level of 200. That's you.
That's awesome.
Exactly. That's you making a difference and offsetting negativity of 750,000 people. This is what Gandhi means by be the change you want to be see in the world. Be the peace that you want to see in the world.
Be the love that you want to feel. Be the caregiver of the planet. When you change and you vibrate at this high vibration, you change the consciousness of 750,000 people who are vibrating in the negative state. How awesome is that?
So in through the law of entrainment, in that dissimilar energies cannot exist in the same time and space, your vibration will, as Pat said, actually pull their vibration up. All you have to do is maintain that state of gratitude. That's how powerful this really is. So let's settle down and let's do a little meditation of gratitude and come into that state of being, that state of bliss, that state of love and healing. So get comfortable as we always do in your chair, or if you're lying down, that's okay too. Take a moment to do that. It's November now, at least back here in the East. You may want to grab a blanket. I know we do usually. Begin to feel the weight of the body. Incidentally, the physical body calibrates below, I think it's in the level of like 100 or even 90. The physical body, not the mental, not the emotional body, not the causal body, but the physical body. So it is a denser energy. It's a denser vibration. And we are going to breathe and meditate to ascend above that level, to the level of 500 and more. This is what we are going to do. So begin to breathe. Just take a deep breath. Feel the weight of the body. Take another deep breath in. And as you do, just let the tension of the body, just see it slowly leaving the body. As you do a third breath and feel the body relax even more. I am relaxed. Just close your eyes. Let your breath come to an even rhythm. Begin to take a breath in and a breath out. A breathe in, breathe out. Connecting the breath.
And notice the weight of the body settling, the mind stilling. Listen to your breath.
Feel the breath, filling the lungs.
Receding like a wave as you exhale, without any pushing or shoving or controlling. Just a letting go and a surrender to the moment, to the peace.
Let there come a real peace to the breath, No force in the inhale, no force in the exhale. Perfect equilibrium established by the in-breath and the out-breath.
Grateful to have this time and space to be together. Grateful for the comfort of the chair that supports you, or the floor that you rest on. For the warmth of the surroundings, the cozy blanket you might be wrapped in. Grateful to be here together in this time and place.
Grateful for the technology that allows us to do this. There are so many things to be grateful for. Grateful for the home that you live in. The roof that covers you and protects you from the elements. And the walls that do the same and keep you warm in the winter. And the heat from the furnace. You don't even need to stoke a fire. You don't need to chop firewood. It just comes to you effortlessly. How cool is that? A car to drive to the grocery store to purchase food that you do not need to harvest. You don't need to worry about whether the crops are going to be plentiful or not. It's all there for you, easily and effortlessly. So many people have given of their toil to bring it to you. I am so grateful for the convenience and ease at which this tremendous variety can come to me to please my senses, and to fill my body with nutrition and vital life force.
And on that note, let us invoke for divine guidance to the Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all the holy archangels, angels, saints, spiritual helpers, teachers, gurus, guides, and to my higher soul. We humbly employ for your divine guidance, your divine insight, your divine awareness, and your divine protection. We are so, so grateful for the gifts you have given us. Thank you in full faith. Continuing to breathe. And focus your attention on your heart center. The heart is intelligent. It is wise. It is rich in guidance. Decide now to relax and open your heart and feel the love. So much love to give. So grateful for the relationships that we have. so grateful for you in our life. Sending that love to yourself. What a gift. I love and accept myself just as I am. Thank you for the realization that I am perfect just as I am, and I am grateful to be in my own company. I love myself and I forgive myself. Thank you.
And now, take your memory back a ways, or maybe it was just today or yesterday. But allow to come into your mind the memory of a very happy moment for which you are grateful for which great love and gratitude was experienced. And allow that energy to grow. Allow that memory to grow. Breathe it awake. Relive it again. Let the gratitude for that experience, the love and sweetness that you felt in that moment, come alive. Feel it in that heart center that Pat talked about. Breathe it awake. It is an energy that is real, but you've just simply forgotten. Remember it now and let it grow. Let it grow and grow beyond your heart. Beyond your heart, out into the rest of your body. Can you feel the energy expand? Now touching every cell of the body, down your legs, out your arms, and up to your head. I am so grateful for this experience, the love that is felt. I am awash with joy. So long goodbye. I am grateful for your lessons, but I need them no more. I choose to raise my vibration. In harmony with love and gratitude and joy and healing. Ah. I am one. With love, gratitude, in joy, in healing.
I am that I am. We're going to be quiet now while you feel how this feels in your body. Just observe, be still, be aware.
As you meditate, as you tap into these high energies, all the great beings that we've called here, all of them look down upon what you are doing, what you are experiencing, what you are letting go of, and what you are calling in. And they exclaim, "In this we are well pleased, for you have chosen to be the highest of vibration, love and gratitude
and healing
and joy." And so it is with thanks to the divine supreme God, the divine Father and Mother, to the holy angels and archangels, the holy saints, the ascended ones, our spiritual teachers, guides, and higher soul, and all the great beings. Thank you so much for all the great gifts, for your blessings of divine light, divine will, and divine love, for all the things that make my life easy and comfortable, and that I take for granted. But I am truly grateful for all that is given simply because of the love that there is. And for the grace of God, it is as it is, and so it is. Amen. Oh, how's everyone feeling? Gratitude's a powerful energy.
And you know, one of the things that I found in practicing gratitude is that the more I practice, the more things I see and feel to be grateful for. And the more things I see and feel to be grateful for and express that gratitude and that appreciation, the more comes into my life to see and feel and be grateful for. And it's such a beautiful thing.
It's very true. It just is. And if you, one of the things in the ascension breathing process that we do and teach is that we start our day that way. And it really does set your day up because you're starting your day with joy and gratitude, and a lot more comes your way to be thankful for and to be joyous about. And it's just a beautiful thing. So if you'd like to learn more about the ascension breathing process, stay tuned. Our website, the Global Breath Institute, is starting to expand and grow as we transition over to ascension breathing. And join us for next month's meditation, which is going to be about the light of God, the third ray of the three divine rays of divine energy, which is perfect for the Christmas time of year. And you can reach out to us, like I said, at the website is globalbreathinstitute.com. You can email us at dave@globalbreathinstitute.com or call us at 734-416-5200.
And so grateful that you joined us.
And, you know, our wish this Thanksgiving is that you take some of this to heart, and when you offer your prayers of Thanksgiving at Thanksgiving, that you really come to the dinner table with a heartfelt understanding of what actually was given so that you may have life.
In the sacrifice for the animals and the plants that you may be nourished, that's an awesome gift.
It's something that the Native Americans have always done in their gratitude for life that's given, and it's a lesson well learned and well taken. And we do it all the time when we do grace. We offer you this little tip, is that we acknowledge that through love, remember, all life has consciousness, be it plant or animal. Through love, sacrifice was made, and through that love, I honor that sacrifice by being love myself. There's no greater way to honor that. And when you do that, the vibration of the food changes. That's the time for another story, another meditation perhaps, but you can actually calculate that. You can actually feel the difference of food so blessed versus when it's not blessed. So it is, we wish you a very happy holiday and tremendous Thanksgiving for your support of our meditations and for the consciousness that you're raising and changing on the planet.
And please like us on Facebook, join us on Facebook.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, we'd love to have you. Make some comments. We'd love to dialogue with you. And until next month, we send you our greetings and blessings.
Namaste.
Namaste.